The U.S. Senate has passed a historic bill to combat climate change and lower health costs after a marathon night of voting to amend the legislation. The bill is a pared-down version of Build Back Better, the legislation Democrats struggled with since President Biden took office. But today's vote, along party lines, is a major win for the president and Democrats.
And I am really confident that the Inflation Reduction Act will endure as one of the defining feats of the 21st century. The world will be a better place for my grandchildren because of what we did today, and that makes me feel very, very good.
The bill would be the largest climate investment in U.S. history and makes major changes to health policy, including allowing Medicare to negotiate prices. House passage is expected Friday. We will have more on that bill later in the program. Today, President Biden left the White House for the first time since getting COVID-19 last month. He tested negative for the second day in a row, clearing him to emerge from isolation after a rebound case. The president and the first lady are in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, before traveling to Kentucky tomorrow to meet with families affected by recent flooding. A ceasefire in Gaza went into effect tonight after days of Israeli strikes and counterattacks from militants. This after Israel killed another senior Islamic Jihad official in Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians gathered to mourn the death of the local Islamic Jihad commander and six others killed in a strike on a refugee camp. The attacks and counterattacks are the worst violence in over a year. Gaza officials say 31 Palestinians have been killed, including civilians. For the fourth day in a row, China made a show of force near Taiwan. Warships and fighter jets swarmed close to the island, firing missiles into waters and conducting offensive drills. China's foreign minister defended the exercises today, saying they were appropriate and legal. The military exercises began immediately following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the self-governing island last week. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the daunting journey grain ships are making out of Ukraine, and drawing awareness to an endangered shrimp through social media.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.